here Wednesday night. Good to see everyone here. Man, looking forward to a good time tonight. Brother Anwar will be speaking. Looking forward to that. Good to have you here, Brother Anwar. And I want to be remembering those that aren't here this evening and those that will be tuning in this evening. God bless you. I want to say God bless you to you as well. Glad you're with us. Let's sing that little chorus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Let's sing that. The name of my Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into,
praise from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed in the book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, He's my counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. He is saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, what change grace hath brought in my lonely station, since my soul has received full and free salvation. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise one more time. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go to prayer. I like to sing that little chorus. We'll sing it this evening. Grace, grace, God's grace. Let's sing that in the same key.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Oh, grace, grace, it's God.
Sister Sarah's sister in prayer, Sister Rayleigh. Brother Keith has asked that we just lift her up in prayer. Just things are kind of turned the other way, so we want to lift her up in prayer tonight. Also, we want to remember Brother Barry as he's traveling to Germany. Lord, we'll just give him traveling mercies. I believe he left today. If you have a need on your heart, would you just lift your hand to our Heavenly Father as Brother Chris takes his prayer, and if you remember the tithes and the offering as well.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful once again to have this opportunity to come to your house this evening. Lord, our main purpose here is to hear from you and to be drawn a little bit closer to you this evening. So, Father, to that end, we lift up these prayer requests before you, Father. Ask that you would be with each one. Lord, pray that you'd be with our sister Rayleigh and our brother Barry as he's out traveling. Lord, keep him safe. Lord, any other needs within our assembly, Father, that weren't penned down but are unspoken. Pray that you'd be with each one, meet each need according to your will. Lord, we ask that you'd be with the minister this evening. Lord, speak to our hearts to draw us closer to you. Lord, we're also bringing the tithes and the offerings before you. Ask that you would be with the offering, be with the gift and the giver and the intended purpose, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may have your seats. Amen. Let's sing Living by Faith in Jesus Above, key of C. Then we get ready to turn the service to Brother Anwar.
I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm living by
Father, it's certainly a great privilege to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. You are the one that our souls thirst for. Lord Jesus, we came to worship you, to magnify your wonderful Jesus name, the name that is above all the names, the precious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us together this evening for your glory and for your honor and giving us this wonderful opportunity to worship you with all our hearts and with all our might. Bless our time together. Bless the word, Lord Jesus. Use your minister for your glory. We ask everything in your precious Jesus name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The musician can take your places. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be in the presence of the Lord and among the God's people and using his word for the time that we are living in. As you all know my name, I want to reintroduce myself in this church. After a long period, God brought me back. Brother Anwar Javed from Pakistan originally and now from North Carolina. I thank God for this, getting this title back. I was away for the work of the Lord in New York, and I thank God that whatever God bring in your life, and if you are faithful and sincere to hear from him and obey, that's what his will is. And being a minister, I just wanted to pour all of myself for his ministry and for his work, whether it is tough, whether it is easy or challenging or whatever it was. It was a big challenge for me leaving from North Carolina, going to New York. But I thank God that when you have a burden from God and you have a command from God, and if you are careful to listen and obey, he will always bless you all the ways that you go. So I just believe that, and I thank God for that opportunity and all the prayers and all the support that I have from here, from Brother Barry and all the wonderful brothers and sisters and family. Whenever I was able to see some brother, whether I was here or in some of the ministers' meeting or wherever there are a representative of Hickory Bible Tabernacle, used to tell me, when are you coming back? When are you returning? And I was always saying, well, the time will come when God will bring me back, but I was always ready to come back because I believe this is the place where God brought me from, that country, and where God has rooted me, and I have so much love for this place and so much respect for Brother Barry and all the things that he did in our life and for you all. So it's like a family coming back to the family. I just thank God for that. Working in New York, last week I was in New York and spending time over there with our brethren over there. Bringing message from the to the denominational churches as a missionary is a very tough job. And I believe that God has given you a certain kind of talents and gifts that he uses for his purpose in the other people, among the denominational churches, among the denominational people who have their own agenda, who have their own understanding, who have their own ways of doing the worship and believing different kind of creeds and dogmas, and bringing message among them is a big challenge. People don't like that. They just don't want that. They just think that this is something out of their syllabus. It is something out of their calendar that we are trying to bring. So I had this opportunity from last 30 plus years going among the different people, going among the different churches, denominationals and denominational groups and places, talking to the people. But I thank God that when you stand for the truth, God always has his people where he takes you, and he bring out those people out of those dogmas and creeds and denominational system. And that's what I see, and that's what I have seen in all these years, that every step God make you go, it is not in vain. Sometimes we think that, well, I mean, I'm personally sometimes, you know, get fed up with the things when you speak with the people, when you tell them the truth, when you bring them the wonderful, wonderful nuggets of the Word of God, and they just listen and they praise you, but that's all they do. People just want to listen. They want to praise. They want to sit with you. They want to fellowship, enjoy, but they don't want to abide the Word of God. Following is the main thing. Listening, or appreciating, or helping the ministry, or things. These all things are happening everywhere in every church in this surrounding, in this country, in this world, everywhere. But the main thing is when you listen the word and you stand with the word, when you see the light and you abide the light, when you see the light and you walk in the light, that is the main thing. So thank God for this message of the hour in this last age that God has brought to us, and I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful to Lord. In far, far place like Pakistan, where all the, you know, the different kind of religion is there, and it is capturing everyone's mind. And in that place where there was no such kind of truth, such Christianity, God took this message through some books over there, through some dedicated minister like Brother Lonnie, Brother Barry, and all these wonderful preachers over there, that we were able to grasp this message and learn and see the light and abide the light. So praise the Lord for all these wonderful things. I'm not here to preach you something. I know God has a wonderful minister over here that I always learn from. I was not here for some 7+ years, but I tell you, my family, we all, especially my wife and myself, and in every meeting, we were sitting in front of the television to see that what is going on over there, and listen Brother Barry, and listen the song service, and enjoy your fellowship. We always did that, and I thank God for this church. I want to tell you something. I thank God that my name always remain in the directory of the church. They never took it out, and I am so glad about that. I feel proud about that. I mean, we have our name written in the book of Lamb. that is beyond our thoughts, but I'm still very thankful that I'm a part of you and this community and this church. Thank God for that. Let's turn to the Word of God. Let's stand on our feet. Zechariah 14:7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day, not night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. May the Lord add blessing upon the reading of the word. You may be seated, please. As I was sharing my personal experience in few words, that how thankful I am for this message, for this evening light. Because, like I said before, light can shine upon someone, but doesn't mean that if the light is shining upon you, so you are predestinated. It doesn't mean. Predestination is something more than that. Because when I see the Israel, they left Egypt, and after they left Egypt, there was a pillar of fire, and they kept following pillar of fire in all those years, and they all died in the wilderness. They were not able to go into the promised land. They were not able to go in the land that God has prepared for the people, because it's not much important if you only see the light. But the most important thing, when you see the light and you believe it, when you follow it. Now this message is being preached from last, I mean, when Brother Venom left the earth in 65, this message, not in those specific years, but when we see in this modern age, this message is being sent and preached through every medium that we can think about. Every medium. And people have prepared different kind of websites and printed books and message on the table and the different mediums and in the different countries, even in our own language. But all these things are wonderful, and I thank God for that. This message is being preached in this church and several other churches around us who believe the message. So, will listening the message, listening this wonderful word of God, will take you to your destination? So that is something we need to think about. And when I see the Zechariah 14:7, so it says that it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. So it's not the day, it's not the night. Brother Benham says it's a hazy day, it's a hazy time. It's a time when there is a confusion. It's a time when there is a different thinking of the man. People have their own way of understanding things. All through the ages, in all these 2,000 years, from the Ephesian church to Laodicean church, all these ages have their own revelation where they stand. But denominational system and all the man-made creeds and the things have done this time as a gloomy time. As Brother Branham says, it's a cloudy. I go to the next slide. It says in the seal of God that we are going on towards the setting of the sun. Remember what the prophet said. It will be a day that will be cloudy. So, not the day, not the night. But in the evening, it shall be light. The light that once shined in the eastern country to the Jew. In the eastern, it's shining on the Gentile. The same light, the same Holy Ghost. In the last days over here, the same baptism of the Spirit. We have been down through all these ages through here, where it's neither light nor dark time. So that was the time that Brother Venom mentioned over here, that that's the hazy time, that's a cloudy, but a cloudy, gloomy day. But right here, as the light shined, just the same as it did there. So when God bring his word, his message to the eastern country, and at the evening time, he is bringing the same message, the same Holy Ghost, the same light to this Gentile church in this last age. So we thank God that it's the same. When I see the message brought by Paul, so the same message Brother Branham brings in this last age. It's a kind of a restoration of the message. I mean, I am actually not very expert in using these slides. So sometime I can go forward or come back. So forgive me for that. I need to learn that, definitely. In the mark of the beast, Brother Venom says, look, it's the same sun that rose yonder on the Jews are setting here on the Gentile. So all through the ages here, through these 2,000 years, they had this and that and organization and dispensation and this and that. And people don't know where they are standing. When it's gloomy, you don't understand that, because it's haze, it's gloomy, it's cloudy. The things are not clear. People have their time for worship. People are worshiping, but they have their own ways. They try to set up their own things, that how they can worship God and how they can please God. That was their own ideas. The different denominational systems and all their doctors and all their philosophers and all their big people who have their own ways of understanding tried their best with their best understanding, with an earnest heart. They were not trying to do something that was in their own ideas, which was against the word of God. But they were trying to bring the church where people can worship and please God. But that was their idea. It was their own idea. The man's idea cannot please God. The man's idea cannot be the God's idea. Man's idea cannot be the God's word. So that's what, with their all their earnest heart, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to please God and make such kind of worship and ways that people can worship Lord and they can please God. But that's what the problem is, because people, they don't know where they are standing. That's the big problem. Because when I see in my country, and even over here, I never actually went in any of the church out of the message churches here in America. I never had any experience. But by looking at the people, and by looking at their conduct, and by looking at their way of worshiping and their beliefs in books and on the internet, and even in my home country, Pakistan, where they have sent all their books and all their denominational system and things. When I see all the ways of man-made creeds and dogmas which the church has brought, they want to worship Lord. They want to please God. Message does the same thing. In the message community, we have the same thing. We just bring the message. We preach this message. We read this message. We read the quotes. We read Brother Venom's books and bring to the community, which are called the message community. We all does this, the same thing, which God brought by the prophet according to us, not according to the world, because they call us, they don't believe us, they don't like us, they don't like Brother Venom, they don't like the teaching Brother Branham brought, all the denominational system, they rejected him. So according to us, what the best Brother Branham brought, we are believing that. Now, I have a point here saying this. When God has shined the light in this last age, in this evening time, the light has always a big purpose in God's plan. When the day is gloomy, when the day is cloudy, when there is nor a day, nor a light for the evening, but it is between day and night, and there is no light. When there is no light, things cannot be seen clearly. Only light can shine upon the horizon, and it can tell you what's going on here. God, in the beginning, Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said there will be a light, and then there was a light. And the light was the first thing that God created in this universe. His first thing that was created to make things clear, to beat the darkness, to go over the darkness, to have the victory on the darkness. You have to have the light. The cloudy day, a gloomy day, a hazy atmosphere cannot tell you everything. So whatever the denominational system brought in all these years, in all these ages, that was something that we had before this light shine. So when this light shine, then we were able to see things differently. When we were able to see more clearly that which was hidden before that. Bible says, we will go further and we will see that how God talk about the light. But in the message, the mark of the beast, Brother Branham says, but the Bible promised God did through the prophet that in the evening time it would light. It will be light in the evening time, and I believe we are here. The sun is setting. All nature is groaning, crying for the day. In Amos chapter 3 verse 7, very famous verse, that surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant the prophet. People have their study. People have their education. The denominational system have their leadership. But the leadership cannot reveal the very will of the Word of God. They cannot do that. There has to be a prophet. That's the way God works. God always brings the message to the prophets, that prophet can serve among their people. And we see in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, 1, 2 and 3 actually, that to the different church ages, God has his messenger, his sent one, the prophet that can bring the message to that age. And in this last age, he for sure brought the message. Now in Deuteronomy 29, it says the secret thing belongs unto the Lord. 29:29, Deuteronomy. The secret thing belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. Now these secrets which were in that gloomy day, which were in cloud, God has to send a prophet to reveal his secret, and that's That's where we are standing right now, to see those secret things. Brother Branham says this is the time that we are living in, and this is the time that God has brought. Because Malachi 4 says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will reveal his things." That what he is doing, revealing the very word of God that was hidden from the different timings, from the years, from the centuries. God brought this light by the prophet, and I want to see that what is this evening light in message the Messiah. So how can the evening light by anything but back to the acts again? The same word that was brought to the very first church of the Ephesian age, but the light, evening light, is going back to the book of Acts. Evening light is going back to the first church age. Evening light is going back to the preaching and teaching of our forefathers. The evening light is following of the Holy Spirit, not created by a man, not created by dogmas, not created by the denominational system, but the very acts of the apostles, which Bible says over here. And then it says, when he said before that day come, that we burn the earth like an oven, and the righteous will walk out upon their ashes. Oh, brother, we are looking for the light to come. So this light has a big impact in our lives. I'm talking to the message community, like I was saying before. I'm not here to preach you something very different, but I'm just trying to share what God brought on my heart, that what I have to speak this evening. That's what I'm doing. I know that this is something you might have heard it several times, but I believe there is somebody God is going to speak to. I believe that. In John chapter 8, it says, "This then the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." So when we were talking about what is light, what is the evening light? Light always has a precious attribute in the word of God. And we see that how God show himself in light when the people were in wilderness. God shown himself in the light, in the fire, or in the fire to Moses, that when there was a burning bush and Moses went over there, that God showed himself in light. He has contrast with the darkness. He always come with the light. When he shown himself on the way of Damascus, Paul, when he shown himself, it was the bright light that God came into. So talking to about the light, there is multiple different places that we see that God can bring himself in the different ways. But we see here that God is light, and there is no darkness in him. No confusion over there. No haziness over there. No gloomy thing over there. Whatever he brings. Now people have their different thoughts. Let's talk about the basic, very basic asset of the salvation, the water baptism. They are confused about the water baptism. This system that man has made is confused about the very asset of the salvation. If you don't have the right kind of baptism, what Bible says? You don't have the Holy Spirit. You cannot have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the right baptism. You don't have the Holy Spirit. What Paul says when he was in Acts chapter 19, he says, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" And they said, "We have not heard about that." And he said, "What kind of baptism you have?" I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the English Bible even. I'm preaching from my Urdu Bible. I want to have my English Bible back. I don't know where I put it in my luggage. So I was talking to my wife. I said, "I don't know where my Bible is." She said, "It should be in the luggage somewhere here." But then I have my Urdu Bible, so I'm trying to paraphrase what Bible is telling about those things. So he said, "What kind of baptism you had?" And they said, "We had the baptism of the John, the Baptist." It's not that you can have a baptism, a water baptism, a baptism going under the water, or baptism by have a sprinkle, or baptism by a different ways of things. Some people don't have even baptism. They call it baptism, but they say that you go under the they have their own ideas. Actually, they have. I don't want to go into the names of the different baptisms or the different thing that people believe. But they just have their own ways of doing baptism. Even they are not far in the Bible anywhere. But that's what they believe. So only basic asset of the salvation, people have missed it. They are confused about that. I don't know if we are still confused in this community, but I have seen people and I have preached, and I have seen people, they listen, but they don't act upon that. They think, well, baptism is baptism. You have immersed yourself, this is baptism. You went under the water, this is baptism. Some minister was standing there and he sprinkled water on us, it is baptism. Someone has a holy Bible in their hand and then he blesses us, it is a baptism. But Bible has its own way of doing things. You cannot tell God that whatever I am doing, you have to bless us, and this is what I'm doing, but I don't want anything else. You cannot tell God how to operate the things, but God has his own ways. Amen. So those denominational system, like I'm telling you, they have their own ways of understanding and very basic, they have missed the very basic point that how Bible says that you have to go through this baptism. And people, even they don't bother themselves. Even they don't bother them. They don't bother to look into this into this Bible and understanding what Bible says. So this God, only God is light. And there is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and don't have the truth. Amen. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleans us from all sins. Only one way. There is no other way, but because God is our light, because he can shun the darkness, because he can only shines upon us Because he is the only way, because he is the truth, because he can take all the gloomy and the all the darkness, he can only take away. So word of God is the only thing. And I was talking about the denominational system that they have chosen to. They have chosen to stay in that gloomy day. They have chosen to stay in that gloomy atmosphere. There was a time I was a denominational minister in United Pentecostal Church for 10 years. And I was the best student in the history of United Pentecostal Church. When I completed my Bible school, I was awarded with a gold medal and different certificates and this and that, and because I was the one who was very harsh and very strict upon the teachings of the United Pentecostal Church. For 10 years, I was pastor and a part-time Bible school teacher in their Bible school seminary, Bible college, where there was they prepared the ministers. So staying over there in that denominational system, and before that, I was in Philadelphia Pentecostal. Philadelphia Pentecostal is like Assemblies of God. So I actually started with the Assemblies of God, and then I was in United Pentecostal Church for some 10 years. And at that time, there was a day when I was in charge of several different things. I was in charge of the whole Pakistan missions. I was after my missionary who was from Canada, I was in charge for the whole country from some 300 plus ministers. So it was a time when we had positions and control and authority and money and so much resources and things like that. And one day, it was my time actually. God just brought something to me that one of my friend, he just gave me a book. And he went to visit somebody, Brother Lonnie Jenkin. He was working with that guy, and one of my friend actually went over there to see him, and he has a book, few books actually in his hand, and he showed me one of the book, and he said, "You like the books, and you want to read it?" I said, "Yeah, please give it to me," because I had actually this experience reading one of the message book before that, few years before, a little tract, The Serpent Seed. I saw that, and I was confused that what it is. This is something I cannot understand, I cannot grasp it. But when my friend gave me that translated book, the message, Marriage and Divorce. So I started studying that book and started reading that, and having all my experience in the denominational system, in being a pastor, being a worker over there, being a Bible school teacher over there, when I was studying all that message, I tell you, I could not stop myself till I finished the whole message. It was something that speaking to me, it was something that telling me what I am and where I need to be. It changed my all the previous understanding and thoughts and my life and the way I was living. It just brought the great light of the word that took all the haziness and all the gloominess out of my life. This message, when you are predestinated in the God's plan, only then you can understand this message. Only then you can take this message. I mean, you can hear this message. You can listen Brother Branham's tape. You can read the message. But only predestinated one can take this message. And only they can stay with the word of God, and only they can walk in the light. In the message, we would see Jesus. Brother Branham says, you noticed him. He will restore the faith of the children back to the Father. And when the first one come, restored the faith of the children to the Father. See? The young message, there was going to patriarch, father, and today they had got away from it, and sometime there will come one bursting out, nobody know where he comes from or how he goes, but he will come right in and restore back the original Pentecostal faith that the Roman Catholic canker worm and palm worm eat that precious tree down to the stub. All this denominational system that came out of the Catholicism, they still have their roots. They still have their beliefs. Whether they have become Assemblies of God, whether they have become a Baptist now, whether they have become a different denominational churches, they all have their roots back in the Catholicism. Brother Branham taught us that how that Harriet in Revelation chapter 17, her daughters are here around us. Whosoever is attached with the denominational system, with the dogmas they have, with the understanding they have, with the system they have, they are the daughters of the Catholicism. And all that destruction that they brought to the church. But then he says, but God said, I will restore, said the Lord. It shall be light in the evening time. So how he is going to restore? He is going to restore by the evening light. But the light that in the evening time, I used to tell my experience. I had actually experience working in a news company. Back home in Pakistan, and I was a reporter. I read some journalism, and I was reported in that news company, and I had a friend with me. He was a photographer, a professional photographer, used to go with me, take the picture wherever I go and report, and he take the pictures, and I used to write in the newspaper. So he was telling his expertise, he was sharing with me his expertise, used to share with me that what kind of light he has, the perfect light for the perfect picture, how he can do that. Nowadays, you know, you have so much filters and so many things that, I mean, you take picture in any kind of atmosphere and you can do so many things with it and make it perfect. My son Vakas, sometime he take a picture while we were driving, and he showed me, see, I took the picture. I said, this is a wonderful picture. And then he told, you know, I use this and this and this and this filter for this picture. I said, all right. I couldn't believe how beautiful this picture was. So you can do so many things with a picture. But my friend, he was sharing with me that there are two different times that you have the perfect light. And he used to use that time. I don't know how true it is, but maybe if you have experience with the photography or you have some studies about that, he used to tell me from 6 to 7.30 or at most 5.30 to 7.30, he used to tell me, this is the best time for taking the picture. Or then you go in the evening. You will have the same light, the same atmosphere, the same kind of result if you take picture in the morning at that time or you go at the sunset time, little before sunset, you will have the same atmosphere, you will have the same kind of light, you will have the same result. I just kept on thinking that this is something very familiar to what I'm speaking today. That something that Paul brought something that we see in the life of apostles, something we see in the very first day, something we see in the beginning of the day, we see the same light in the evening. In the same understanding, the same word, the same atmosphere, the same teaching, the restoration of the morning is coming in the evening light. The light was there. You can see everything clear. Best result. There has to be a light. That's what the Bible says. There is a light, but God said, I will restore, said the Lord. It shall be light in the evening time. When that evening sun comes out, there will be a tree. There will be fruit on it to ripen. So that's what prophet said. That's what we believe. That's what God has given us. The light of the message in this last age. Now this light, I need only a few minutes more. It says in the seal of God, the Holy Spirit is the one who develops this picture for you. If you will just let him do it, he will lead you into all light. The Bible said so. Jesus said he would do it. If you let him do, if you surrender yourself, surrender all the understanding you have, surrender all the denominational mindset that you have. That's what I experienced when I studied the message. I mean, I was not like, studying all the revelations of the message. That's not much important. If you have all the revelation of this message, that is not more important. Important thing is, if you have one revelation and you start standing on that one revelation, that's what God wants from you. That one revelation, the single thing. Abundance of revelation, abundance of understanding, abundance of reading, will not make you the true follower. There are lots of people, they have maybe more understanding than a common believer, but more understanding, more revelation. You might have known the believe the sign. I'm not going into any controversy. But I spent the time with those guys. I was there in Canada, and I stayed actually in the very person's house when he was a believer. I stayed in his house for 2 or 3 nights maybe, because I was there visiting from Pakistan. And he wanted me to work with him and translate this whole, his website. That time it was Believe the Sign. Now it is Believe the Sign, but it is to not believe the sign. But he said, take this website and maybe you can translate in your language and we can publish this in Urdu language. And I started actually doing that. But in the meanwhile, then, you know, I was busy in some other things. And after a few years, I heard that this is what happened. Those people turned 180 degrees from this message. Right. So more understanding cannot make you follow the word of God. You might have abundance of understanding. You might have abundance of revelation. You might have a great education. But that does not count. One little thing that God brings to, if you start believing, that's what pleases God. That one little thing. So the Holy Spirit can develop the picture for you. Only Holy Spirit can do that. Only the light of the Holy Spirit can shine and change our understanding. In the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Brother Branham says, John would have never known him. No to Jesus Christ. No, sir. Had the Holy Spirit not pointed out, see how God hides his mystery to the high educated and everything. So education, that time there were Pharisees and all the scribes and all the big people over there. But how God can bring his own agenda, his own revelation, and how God can shine his light upon his predestinated only. There were multitude of people standing around. There were multitude of people where God has shined his light upon me, a little one among those. And I tried to bring that light. I tried to, you know, take this message here and there and there and in the different cities and the different places. Wherever God's seed was there, that when light shines upon the seed, where there is a seed, it grows. The life comes out. But there is, where there is no seed sitting there, where there is no predestinated seed sitting there, you can burn that soil with the light, but you will never see the result over there. You can preach and preach and preach and preach. They can be sitting here in this church. They might have their family sitting here. They might have come over here in this church because of their father, their mother, or their relative, or their husband, or because of wife, or whatever. They may sit in this church for years and years and years. But they have to receive the light of the word of God and follow it. Otherwise, it's all in vain. So he says, see how God hide his mystery to the high educated and everything. Look, every one of them people saying, in simplicity, reveal it to whom he has predestinated to see it. Amen. So thank God. Thank God, it's not that we are better than somebody. It's not that we are better than the people around us. But it's only because of the his predestinated plan for us. Thank God for that. He can bring you from the different nations. He can bring you from the far, far, far villages. He can take one little book of this message. He can take one little track. Or one person to you and bring you out of that dogmas because you were predestinated before the foundation of the world. So thank God for his plan for us. And then he says, look here, others standing by and never even seen the dove. They never heard no voice, for it was only sent to that predestinated seed. Predestinated certainly was predestinated. When you see that there was somebody brought this message to you, the same person might have brought this message to several others. But you were the predestinated seed that took this light, because seed was already there. Amen. And there was a light, this evening light, when it shone upon you, it started having something inside. Yeah. Something. There was a warmness inside of you When you started hearing this message, when you heard this evening light message, when you heard this message of life, it started warming you inside. It started doing something inside. Started changing your behavior. Started changing your understanding. Your own little things that from years you were living with, it's starting destroying. You know, when the seed start his life from inside, whatever is outside, it start destroying and breaking out. That how it is. The life, when it started coming out, it break whatever it is outside of it. And it come out. No one can stop it. Because there is a light shining upon it. So in this church, when we see this message community and the people, Brother Branham, like he says, this evening light is the restoration. The evening light is to restore. The evening light is to bring things to the original Pentecostal. We had baptism, but everyone was confused. Whether it's a baptism to the little children, whether it is baptism in the name or in the titles, actually, of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, people were confused. Whether the baptism in Matthew 28 is right, or the baptism in Acts 2, whichever, some says this is right, some says that is right. Some came in baptism in Jesus' name. Some came with a baptism in the title. Some came believing this, and some came believing that. Very basic asset of salvation. People were confused. Only message. The light of the hour, the light in the evening, when there was darkness, God shined this light. In Zechariah 14, that's what Bible says, there will be light in the evening time. The perfect light that you can see things in the morning very clearly. The same light will be in the evening. You will see things as it was clear in the morning. It will be clear in the evening time. There has to be a prophet. The prophet will bring you this light. He will be restoring the water baptism. The people have very, very different ideas and very different ways of thinking that what is right and what is wrong. People have confusion about the original sin. They had no idea whether it was an apple. In our culture, in Muslim culture, they say it was the wheat. Here in American culture, they say it was an apple. They have no idea how eating an apple can show someone's nakedness. I mean, this is only the light in the evening time brought us. And people have, you know, the woman ministers and confusion about the seven churches and seven church angels and all the mysteries of the Revelation chapter 6 and different things in chapter 13 Revelation and chapter 17 Revelation and 144,000 and different things. People have all the haziness was there. I told you, I was one of the Bible school teacher. And I was one of the, I mean, not in one denominational system. I mean, I was already in one denominational system, which was the Assemblies of God. And later to United Pentecostal Church, which they claim they are the oneness believer, and they have baptism in the name of Jesus. So that's what they believe. They believe they are the best among denominations. Well, you can be the best among denominations, but till you come out of denominational, you are no good for God. You have to come out of the denominational system. So all these things which were gloomy, but thank God. Thank God for this evening light. Thank God for the message of the hour. Thank God that God has chosen us to understand, listen, and understand this message. This message is a wonderful, blessed thing, but thank God that we were predestinated to understand it. Thank God that we were able to go in the light of this hour. I mean, there was a people who came out of Egypt, but they saw those wonderful all wonderful works that God did over there. All the miracles and all the healings and all the preachings and all the God shines upon the rocks and how God can make the way from the sea and so many things they have seen. How God can provide them. But all these things, looking at these things or getting all these revelations and God's wonders and things could not take them to the promised land. To go into promised land, you need not only hearer of the word, but doer of the word. So, if you are sitting in this congregation and just believe that because you are sitting in a believer church, it's no good till you stand with the word of God. It will do no good to you, to your soul, if you will not abide. If you still have a gloomy understanding of the baptism, make it right. If you still have the gloomy understanding of the woman preachers, and you are still fascinating upon the things that going on around, this is all deception. Go see in the word of God what Bible says. This message is restoring us to the original Pentecostal faith. And I thank God for this wonderful message. But there is a big thing for us that God has predestinated us to take this message and to live this message and to preach this message and become a tool to spread this message. This church is one of the wonderful messages that are doing the missions in the world, including Pakistan. And I thank God, people, they keep on telling me that greet Brother Barry and all the church and tell them that how blessed we are when they get an Urdu message in their language and the printed message, and when they read it, how big blessing this is. And thank God for that. But God has predestinated people. Only those can see and stand with the word of God. God has his prophet who brought this message. But prophet brought this message to many thousands and thousands and thousands. But not all those will stand with the message of word. They will reject like they rejected Jesus Christ. They listened. They stayed. They enjoyed. But they didn't believe him. But they didn't grasp him. But thank God. For those who are not the listener or hearer of the word, but doer of the word. Whatever this message takes you to, go. This message says, do this, do it. Because this is a restoring message. If we need to correct ourselves, wherever we need to correct, whether Brother Branham says the, a believer is faithful in everything that he does. In everything that he does. So, whatever we have in our life. I don't know about young people, how they think. But I can tell you, we are not living for long, long, long time in this world. Looking at the different things in the world, how fast things are happening, and how cruel this world is going to. How much deception we see here. The spiritual deception. We are living at the end of end time. But thank God for this evening light. Thank God for this message. Thank God for He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Thank God for the predestination that we can understand and we can take this message and we can live this message. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. God loves His people so much. He shines His light upon His own people. People standing besides you may not understand when you speak the message. They may mock you. They may think you are crazy, an oddball. They may look down upon you. And they do. I don't know about you, but I have experienced it several times, over and over again. I was talking to an old Pentecostal teacher, professor, and he told me when I was talking about the what Bible says about the woman preacher and the different things, and he was saying, are you living in the Stone Age? I said, what? He said, you talk like you are living in the Stone Age. We are living in a modern world. This modern world has its own way of living. And you talk about the Bible that was written or spoken 2000 years before or even more than that. And you want to imply all these things which was written to the Corinthians and Ephesians and Philippians. You want to apply all those rules in this modern world today? The meanings has to be changed according to the different ages. I said, well, the Bible is the same. It's same yesterday, today, and forever. It cannot change. And he said, are you crazy? People, they look down upon you when they see the sisters, the way you present yourself, the modesty. When you present yourself, you go around and people look. I'm not speaking according to their mind, but I'm thinking they might have been thinking, these are like very backward people. But thank God. Only those can understand who are predestinated. They feel proud about that. When we live according to the word of God, it is our pride. That's what our souls That's where our soul pleased, because the deep calleth the deep. Only those can understand who have the same spirit, who have the same asset, who have the same Holy Ghost that was spoken in the day. It is same thing being spoken in the evening time. Let's bow our heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we are surely great privileged people, Lord Jesus, that you brought us into the very shining light of this hour, Lord Jesus. This wonderful message. And you've chosen us that we can understand and we may stay whatever Bible says, not what people understand, not what denominational system brought to us, not the haziness of the age, but we want everything in the light of the word, clear, without any gloominess, any cloudiness. Thank God, Jesus, for the prophet of this last age, the prophet in the evening time, and this message. May Lord Jesus, your people truly stay with the word that you restored in this last age. Only this word, only the restored word can take you to the destination. Only faith and staying with the word can take us to the promised land. Only this message can take us to the promised land, Lord Jesus. Can prepare the bride of Christ. Can prepare the people that are going to live with you. Thank you, Lord, for this evening, for the precious time that we spend in your presence. We ask everything in your precious Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Beautiful light, come where the two drops of mercy are bright, shine all around us by day.
That message this evening, Brother Hanmore. God bless you. Amen. Let's sing. I was singing in the back there. Oh, see the bright light shine. Let's just sing the chorus.
Oh, see the bright light shine. It's just about home time. Well, I can see my father standing at the door. The door.
Child of the King. I just want to take just a second here. The other Sunday, Brother Barry had been mentioning about the men's breakfast on May 25th here at the Fellowship Hall for HBT Brothers. That event is still on. It's going to be catered, and I have to have an exact head count by Sunday. I sent out a message earlier explaining that, but if you would, it's very important that you do it this way. Just send me an email. It's got to be an email, no text message, no, hey, I'm going. In the subject line, men's breakfast, and put down, yes, I'm coming. And if you're bringing your kids, 13, the boys, 13 and up, then include them as well. If there's some that's not quite 13, but maybe turning 13 in a month or so, we'll evaluate that and make a decision. I told one earlier that they could come as long as they acted like they're 18 and not 13. So, and then after we have our breakfast, it's at 9 o'clock. It's no cost to you whatsoever. Then we're going to have a session with Brother Tim Dodd. For those of you that do not know Brother Tim Dodd, he is absolutely a phenomenal teacher, minister. He's written several books for the Message, the Family Altar. And I have been seeing his ministry at the men's meeting, but never have I been able to be this close in a session with him. And if you have questions, write those questions or send them to me in an email, and I will make sure that they get them, Brother Barry and Brother Tim, so that they can be prepared for those. Brother Barry told me that they would take some questions. But it is imperative that I know how many's coming, because these caterers, they want an exact number. If you bring somebody with you, maybe another minister or something, then they would be welcome to come, but they have to pay for their own meal. So it would be $15, I think is what it is. It'd be $15. So the brothers, please don't miss this opportunity. It's Saturday morning, the 25th, 9 a.m. here at the Fellowship Hall. Just a morning and little afternoon of fellowship around the Word. And just let me know who's going to be here, and we'll make sure you get registered. Also, don't forget the men's meeting. The men's meeting registration is going to be extremely early this year. I was going to try to open that up for HBT Sunday, but I've had some difficulties this week, so I'm running just a little bit behind, and Luke and I is working on that. So it will be sometime next week that you will have the opportunity to register for the men's meeting as well. If you can't pay for it right now, just go ahead and register and see me, and we'll make sure that you're taken care of. We want to make sure that HBT folks have the first opportunity. And we are expecting a very large crowd this year. The ministry that's been selected is absolutely, I think it's one of the best group of ministers put together that I've seen since we've been having this. So we're praying about it. But don't forget that. Keep that in mind, too. I've worked really, really hard to keep the cost the same as last year. I've had to make a few changes, but inflation, tariffs, all that good stuff, it hits everybody. But we've hopefully got that squared away, and I can keep the pricing the same as last year. And now I'm just going to hush because I'm about out of breath.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to dismiss you. As we go, let's sing one of my favorites, Boundless Love.
There is not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen man. Sell you, he'll be with you day and night. His love, it's a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love, it's an endless love that will last you all eternity. Doubts assail you, he'll be with you day and night.